Twin Flames is a podcast created by best friends and twin flames, Chloe and Hillary, about personal development, shifting the perspective, and getting in touch with the best version of yourself. Chloe is a practicing eclectic witch, entrepreneur, and clairvoyant. Hillary is a mindfulness expert, happiness educator, and practicing therapist trainee. We combine our strengths and knowledge to bring you the best of what we've found has been helpful to us on our respective journeys. I hope all of you guys are doing well, because we are like in the middle of Mercury retrograde when this episode goes out.
Yes.
It actually ends, I think, on March 10th. So we have probably been experiencing some communication difficulties, some technology difficulties. I feel like the big thing, though, to really pick up on with like planet discussions is, like, yeah, those things happen and like shit goes awry, but it's so much more important to ask yourself how you could work with the energy instead of like fighting against it.
Oh my God, yes.
Like,
oh, this great is great life lesson too.
That, like, oh, 100%. So something that I picked up from Bahati Life, which she's like an astrologer and tarot reader on YouTube. She's fantastic. But she talks a lot about that, how people are like, oh my God, it's Mercury retrograde. Oh my God, this is happening. Like, everything is such a mess, but like, it's really not. And actually working with the energies is so much more beneficial than trying to fight against the natural process.
Oh my God. Yes, 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 in everything.
I mean, if we think about the planet Mercury and what it represents, Mercury was the messenger of the gods, named after Mercury. So if we think about that, this does obviously honor communications. And when you have it in a retrograde state, which technically it gives, like, it's about the illusion that it is going backwards. Mm. It just causes communication to kind of be messed up. So this gives you the opportunity to be a little bit more, like, give more in the communication sense. Allow yourself to express yourself in ways that maybe you wouldn't have. Or maybe if it feels right for you, don't express yourself at all if you don't feel it necessary. Maybe it's a time to be silent.
Yeah, and it is such an opportunity.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, just learning to go with the way things are to an extent. I mean, like, let's be real. When there's systemic oppression and stuff, like, you kind of got to fight against that. That's a different thing. But the energies of the earth and ourself, like, if we can just go with it and learn from it.
And we talk about this a lot. I mean, even in our winter episode that we just recently put out, we talk a lot about that, going with the cycle of even winter and like allowing, oh my God, Hillary, I forgot to tell you about this. Side story. My dad was just here recently visiting me, and it was such a lovely visit. I love him so much. But he was here and we were talking about like, I don't know why. We all have weird societal things around weight. But I said to him, I was like, yeah, I got all fat in winter. Like, I feel like I put on like 20 pounds this season. And he was like, Chloe, it's winter. Like, he was so like, it was such a no-brainer to him.
Yeah.
Which, like, don't get me wrong, I know that. But I don't think I've ever heard anyone in my own family or like anybody close to me, maybe like aside from you, Hillary, that was like, yeah, it's winter. Of course you put weight on. Like, and he was so like, come spring, you're gonna be fine. And I was like, shit. Like,
it's
Dad, I love
so
you so
true.
Much.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that intuitive recognition. Yes.
You're so good. My dad is a master of intuition. He is like so in touch. I love
it. Well, I mean, that's what we need.
Like, totally.
I mean, we were talking about this before, you know, how the whole intuition versus quote unquote smart thing.
Totally.
Like, I mean, you can have wisdom and intuition and be like just an incredible human and not fit into what our society calls quote-unquote smart, which also I have real issues with the term smart.
Yes.
I have a lot of issues with like what we talk about and how we talk about it, and like
totally
that's like a whole other episode, but still.
Eight side stories in a movie, it's fine.
Exactly. And a movie. Oh my gosh.
I agree with that, though. Like, the smart thing, probably like the root of all my trauma stems from that. Like,
it's such bullshit
being told that I was not smart or not
which
gifted.
Is such bullshit.
Oh, like, even astrologically, bringing it back to astrology, it's bullshit. Like, yeah. My astrological chart is so Mercury heavy, which mm-hmm. is all about the intellect, the mind, and how we converse with people.
Yeah.
And it's my therapist, like, one of the first times I saw her, the reason that I knew she was for me was because that was the first thing she ever commented on, is she was like, I love how you articulate yourself. Like, you yes. just have such a way of communicating that I've you never do. Seen.
And yeah, I was like, oh, you do. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
But it's true. And I could, you know what? I'm not gonna, but I could talk for so long so about long. The whole, like, smart and intelligent and IQ bullshit.
It is bullshit.
Straight up bullshit. Like, oh my God. That, you know what? Maybe we'll have an episode on thinking.
That would be so good. Gosh, wouldn't we come up with our best ideas when we're, like, mid-episode.
It's so true.
I wonder how many people are, like, upset with us that are like, God, can you just make those episodes, please?
And then I think we forget about some of them because we're so into the conversation. We totally. Don't write it down.
We don't write it down. We no. totally haven't written down no. what we just said.
Yes. We'll get to it.
We'll figure
when
it
it's
out.
Right.
When it's yeah. right. Yeah. And the other thing before we jump into today's topic is we're also just now cresting into Aries season. Mm. And if you're watching this as soon as it's up, then that is current for you. Mm-hmm. Aries season runs from the end of March, like March 20-something-ish. It varies from year to year because the sun actually enters the sign at a different time because it's not exact. It would be so beautiful if it was, because it would make astrology so much easier to teach.
Sure. But, and also, like, what a beautiful, like, commentary on life and the universe and the way things are. We as humans put structure to things and want to make it exact, but nature is not exact. Oh my God,
time is an illusion. Only clocks exist. It has nothing to do with time. It's just a clock.
Yes.
My brain is melting.
I know. It's all, yeah.
Anyways. Okay. we have Aries season going on until the end of this month. So Aries season, I feel like I can't read for each of you individually. I mean, unless you want to come to me and have me do that.
That would be a lot.
That would, that would be a lot. Don't do it. Like, you know, if it, like, it's something you really desire, like, you might be waiting a while if there's a bunch of people in my queue, but, like, it would be a lot.
Yeah. Still an option.
Still an option. But, as far as, like, transits, obviously I can't read for everyone, but some common themes for Aries season. Aries is the baby of the zodiac, so this is like the zodiac new year for aww. Everyone collectively, and it makes so much more sense.
That feels so right.
The fact that we have New Year's in, at least in the U.S., the fact that we have New Year's in January makes no sense, by the way.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it doesn't.
Like, everything is still dead.
Yeah.
We still have winter in, like, full bloom. Full bloom. That just sounds so wrong. Sorry. But when Aries season peaks, we're actually coming into spring. And so it makes so much sense that that would be our new year.
That makes way more sense.
And it's also like Aries is really like the direct sign. They tend to be like go after things sometimes without thinking. tend to go after things extremely direct, very active. You might find that you're getting into a new workout routine specifically this season. Happens a lot for people.
How is this not our new year always?
I celebrate like Sagittarius season as my personal new year because that like astrologically for me makes sense. I also kind of do like a little, I do like an Ostara celebration. So like cute. Celebration of spring, rebirth, yes. all that, you know. Oh,
yes. Yes.
But yeah, so we have Aries season that we're in now. Enjoy it. I actually really love Aries season. Some people might find it a little bit chaotic. If you're somebody that has a lot of like Pisces influence, that might be difficult for you.
That makes sense.
But I feel like if like it can be chaotic. Just, you know, don't fight it. As we were saying, work with it.
Yes. Oh, energy.
I think Hillary and I, like from an astrological perspective, we kind of thrive on chaotic energy because we're ruled by like the first house. We're both Sagittarius rising people and fire signs are known to be a little more chaotic. Like, and yeah. usually wherever your rising sign falls, like your peak seasons tend to fall under those. So like yeah. Hillary, I don't know if I've ever expressed this to you, but like our peak seasons would be during Aries season, Leo season, and Sagittarius season.
Oh, cool. You know what? I know this is going to throw a wrench into the works, but
no, it's
what the
all good.
Fuck is chaos anyway? Because objective. Yeah, because it's like, so I've been reading Power versus Force. It's amazing.
Yes, queen.
Oh, so amazing. And one thing that apparently they sorted out is when these super powerful computers came about that could analyze data faster than anything possible for humans in like years, they found that random sets of data that they thought were really chaotic and random actually have patterns in them. Whoa. You just have to be able to, like, you know, analyze that with the right tools to see it right. And so really, what is chaos anyway? Because there's probably some order in it.
You're
it's
totally
just that we
not
can't
wrong.
See it.
That's exactly like when people express like black and white magic, or like, yeah. It's honestly all objective. Like, we give it meaning, we give it this like definition, just like time doesn't really exist.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Oh. I hope you guys were ready for the truth today.
Yeah. Welcome. We're going to break down everything you know.
Oh my God. Are we Teal Swan? I feel like that's what happens.
Oh God.
Oh man. Oh.
Well,
anyway, that's your little astro forecast in case you were curious. And make sure you guys stick until the end of the episode. We're not going to tell you what, but we have a very special treat for you guys today.
Yes, we do. Stick around.
It's going to be worth it. It's definitely worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're actually talking about manifesting made simple.
Yes, we are.
So we've talked about manifestation before, but I feel like a lot of times it can get very complicated.
Yes.
And we want to give this to you in a really uncomplicated way today.
Yes. And so if you want like background, foundation, more in depth, go to season one. There's, I think it's called Attract and Manifest That Shit.
Yes. Yeah. And we actually talk a lot about our own success stories and things that we've manifested, big and small. So
this is
going to
be a
that,
little different, but you know, so different. You'll have both.
Yeah. But we did kind of want to try to define it, and what came out of my mouth that Hillary said was brilliant. So
yeah, it is.
I just wrote down, because we like literally, I tried to go and like find a definition, and all of it was so like
blah.
So basically, in my opinion, we have this idea, or it is basically like bringing your desires into reality, but without complicating it. That is just, that's it. That's it. That's what like manifesting is at its basic core element.
Absolutely. I mean, that I couldn't have said it better.
Thank you.
That's really all it is. So yeah, manifesting. I'm trying to sort out where to start today.
I feel like, why don't you tell us, Hillary, like where you feel like it has been simple for you? Where you were like, oh man, I feel like I can think of like a million times that I've like even thought of something, and then 2 seconds later it appeared in my reality. And I was oh shit. Like, we you know, so often we brush those things off and think that they're just like a coincidence, but it is my personal opinion that coincidences don't even exist. So it is all like everything happens for a reason. Everything is just a mere reflection of what's going on internally.
Oh my God. Yes, it is. It is though. So yeah, that's a great place to start. Thank you.
Like, I feel that's all that like, you're welcome. I feel like that's all that like synchronicity really is though.
Yeah.
It's really just a manifestation of what's going on internally.
Absolutely. It's like a coalescing of our internal conscious and unconscious with the collective conscious and unconscious, so that what is inside and feels abstract and unseen is then tangible and in front of us, if that makes any sense.
Makes sense to me.
Oh, fantastic, because words just came out of my mouth and I went with it.
That's literally all this podcast is. Like, if you asked us to describe Twin Flames, it's just words come out of our mouths and we just went with it.
It's so true. Okay, so I think one really cool thing, this is such an interesting one. So where I live, there, generally speaking, like growing up, I think we could agree on this, Chloe, there wasn't like, there weren't a lot of options for things that were like holistic and integrative and vegan and mindful and like all of that stuff. And yet, when I moved back after going away to college, things started popping up. And it was all of the things that I kept thinking like, oh, I wish this was around here. I wish there were something like this. I wish there were that. I'll give one example because there's literally probably like 5 to 10 that I could think of. I know it's crazy. But like just a brief overview, there have been all kinds of mindful things popping up since I came back, which I was like, what? That's like my jam. All kinds of like depthy folk around here that I was like, how are you all right
bitches
here?
Bitches getting woke.
Like, what? And then this one was really cool. I kept saying, and Chloe, you probably heard me say this a bunch, I kept saying, God, I wish there was a fast food vegan restaurant around here. I just want fast food vegan food.
I just manifested one of those recently, too.
Really?
Yeah. We have, like, a full-on, it's called Vegan Sun. That's, like, the title of the restaurant. It is literally has vegan in the name.
Yes.
And it's very local to me.
Ours is Plant Power.
Cute.
And it was so funny because I kept saying that to people. I kept thinking, and I was like, oh, I just wish that were here. Because, I mean, as much as I love being healthy, I love my shitty food.
Right?
It's delicious. It's amazing.
Mood. Oh
right?
Oh my God. You should have seen our grocery trip last night. 8 side stories. If you ever have a Winco near you and you love any kind of food, it's all cheap. But like vegan food specifically, Hillary, they had Gardein and like Morningstar for like $3 or less per thing.
What?
You never see it that cheap. Andrew and I bought so much shitty food.
Oh, and you can buy things in bulk too. I love Winco.
I love Winco.
Love Winco.
Spent like $50 and I got like a shit ton of like vegan shitty. Like it's not like that bad. Like it's okay, but
I mean
it's like all the processed shit.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah. So I just kept saying it. I kept feeling it and thinking it. And then one day my friend texts me and goes, "Oh my God, you did it. You manifested vegan fast food." I was like, "What do you mean?" And she was like, "They just built a place. It's just opening up."
Dude.
And I was like, "What? Like, did I do that? How did that? What?" Like,
I love it.
And that's one example where it was just like, "Oh, I wish that were here." And then I kind of let it go cuz I was like, "Ah, well, you know, it's not, so whatever." But there are so many things I feel like, I think that's a tangible example I can give, but broadly, I think my experience is just like, I have an image in my mind of what I want, I have a feeling and that desire, that longing, and really strong energy around it, and kind of like we talked about in our other episode about this, you know, I let it go. I just say, totally. Okay, like, love that, want that, wish it, and then let it go, kind of forget, but during that time, I'm still kind of going with the flow of things, tapping into my own energy, what feels right for me, and I think that's really the key that I have found, is like, if I am tapping into what is right for me, what my energy is pulling me to do, and what I need, basically, things start to happen that I maybe didn't even consider, you know. Here's a small example. I was in class the other day and I saw some of my friends sitting and talking, and I didn't know where I wanted to be or what I wanted to do because we were on a break, and I was like, what am I doing right now? And then I felt really pulled to just go over to them, and I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go over. I'm going to sit down and see what happens, because that's what felt right.
Hell yeah.
So I did. I went over, I sat down, and then a couple other people came over and they sat down. And then before you know it, like half the class is on this one side of the room. We're in like two groups all talking to each other and laughing, and it's amazing. Our instructor comes back and he goes, "You know what? Don't go back to your seats. Just sit there. I just have one thing to tell you and then I'll let y'all go." And there was something beautiful about that that I couldn't have even anticipated. And I know it's not technically manifesting, but to me, that's what's at the core of it, is just like, this is what I feel. This is what I'm pulled to do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to question myself and try and figure it out and make it so fucking complicated. I'm just going to do it. And then beautiful things happen.
That is such an important key component that we didn't even talk about before putting the episode together and stuff, is like such an important key component that I have found, I completely agree with you, is you have to stop second guessing yourself.
Oh my God, totally.
The more you second guess whatever the situation is, the more complicated you are making it. The more you can lean into just trusting yourself. And I know that can be hard if you've been in a place where you've never even been able to trust yourself. Maybe mm-hmm. that power was not really something that was granted or something mm-hmm. that was taught early on, right? So it could be really hard to come back to yourself, but the more you start to trust, the easier and easier and easier and more in tune you're going to feel about it. And it makes decision making like the best thing ever when you finally get to that point of like, yeah, this is what I'm doing, I'm going with it. And like, there's also the aspect of just allowing what is going to be.
Yes.
It also really takes your power back in making decisions when you it give really things does. That like, what's the word I'm looking for? When you give it like that emotion or feeling towards it of just like, you know, even if this is like the worst thing ever, like whatever.
Right. Like, also, I'll speak for myself and I'm curious if you feel the same. It feels to me like the energy around holding and gripping feels almost exactly the same as the energy around second guessing.
Yes.
It just feels like, I don't know, like my hand's doing this thing right now where it's like that grab, that grip, that pull. That's what it feels like. Totally. You know?
And then it's like, I don't know about you, Hillary, but for myself, it sometimes can turn into this, like, I'm trying to find answers from everyone around me. I want everyone else to tell me what I should be doing, how I can fix A, B, and C, what I can do. And, like, don't get me wrong, I think that's good to a point. Like, this is why we have people that specialize in, like, life coaching, I'm going to say, because life coaching, that to me is, like, you know what, though? I have found, Hillary, the more that I've studied life coaching, I actually almost want to say I retract those words because the more I have studied life coaching, which I'm not a life coach, but the more I've studied and looked into it, they actually are not supposed to give you advice on what to do.
Neither are therapists. They are supposed
to lead you to the direction of like helping you make the decisions yourself, which is
because really we can't make decisions for other people. No. We don't know other people's life, energy, needs, wants. We don't.
But, you know. To give it, I guess, a different example, I resend what I said about life coaches, but even like business coaches, they will tell you what to do. They will give you advice on how to better manage. They will offer suggestion. And though I think that's a good thing, and there maybe are people that need help in certain areas or need things brought into their awareness that maybe they wouldn't have seen otherwise, coming from somebody who has that experience on both sides of that coin, the more that I lean into trusting myself with all of my business endeavors, the better and better and better they come out.
Yes.
Instead of going to somebody else asking them how to manage my business.
Yes, 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 yes. So many feelings about that. Brené Brown talks about that. And she says the minute that she catches herself going to other people to like crowdsource opinions on what she should do, she knows she's gotten off track.
Totally.
And I feel that. Like when I find myself doing that, I've probably told you this, but I'm not sure. Quick side story. I have literally drafted texts to people, like lengthy texts saying like, hey, I'm trying to decide on this. I don't know what to do. What should I do? Like, help me out. And then I stop. I look at it. I see what I'm doing. And I delete the whole thing and I just sit with myself.
Good for you.
And honest to God, snaps for you. Like, and it's just the best. Thanks. It's hard to do, though. Oh, to trust yourself.
Absolutely. Especially but when like, it's something that's unfamiliar territory.
Yes. Now, I will say, if you can find a safe feeling way to test it, do that.
Yes.
Like when I studied abroad, I was like, this is a great time to just test being myself fully and see what happens.
I love that.
You know, low risk, high reward. Let's do it. It was great.
I love it.
Changed my life. So find places to test that if you are having trouble trusting yourself.
Yes.
The experience. Oh, there's a quote. There's always a quote. There's always a quote.
Pocket Hillary. Come on, yeah. Give it to me, Hillary.
I forget the exact quote or where it's from, but it's something about, like, hold on, let me get it. We gain courage by taking a chance and having it turn out okay.
Oh, I love that.
And it's so true.
It's so true.
Ugh. So, yeah, I mean, I think I really wanted to talk more about the energy around manifesting and how it really is so simple. We just make it complicated when we get in our heads.
Absolutely. I mean, not only getting in your head, permission to go forward now, Hillary.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I would love to hear what you have to say. Absolutely.
So I feel like for me, I've expressed this in a lot of our episodes, you know, I'm really into like witchcraft and manifesting and things like that. And I do tend to go through sometimes when I feel that it's appropriate. I would say to an outsider perspective, it sounds like a really complicated process. Mm. And though I think there is a time and a place for that, the reason I even was thinking about this episode in particular was I was like, you know, some people just like need to know that you don't need all of that. Like, yeah. I know we say it, but, like, I really wanted to break that down. Like, yeah, I talked about intention jars recently. I've talked about, like, doing all kinds of things. Planting your intentions. Writing them out in these lengthy, like, novel-like scenarios. You know, and those things are great. And I think they allow you to come to a place of understanding what you actually do want. Because I think probably the number one problem that I see in, like, I run a community where we talk a lot about these things. The number one issue that I see crop up is people don't actually know what they want.
Oh, yeah.
People do not know what they want. Like, it's like you can ask someone, what do you want? And they might give you like, oh, I want a car and a house and
It requires that you know yourself to know what you want.
And so I always ask the question, if somebody's coming to me asking me about that, is I'll say, well, what happens when you get the car, the house, and the partner? What then?
And yes.
I think the biggest thing you could be asking yourself if you ever feel like tripped up is ask yourself, if money was no object and it like didn't matter, how would you be spending your time? Because
such a good question.
You could manifest money, the car, the house, the partner all day long. That's not hard. I don't think any of it's really hard unless you complicate it.
Yeah.
But I feel like when you actually know what you want and bring that into your reality instead, everything else is just so, it'll all naturally fall into place. Because it's asking what, on a soul level to me, what you really truly desire from this life. What do you desire to experience?
Yes. Where is your vibration?
Yes.
Totally.
And if that's painting pictures at the beach with an easel, then like fucking A, bring it in. Like,
yes.
Don't think that you have to wait for this certain time period or have all these specific tools to manifest it so specifically. Like, no. No.
That made me
simple,
so happy.
It's as simple as just finding what it is that you actually desire and finding joy in that desire.
Yes.
Because I think often we also come at manifesting, and I am so guilty of this. Like, I will speak for myself wholeheartedly here. We come from this place sometimes, I think, so, you know, say you figured out what you actually want now, right? You know what, on a soul level, you really desire to do, the experience you desire to have, but now you're fucking scared of it.
Ugh.
What do you do when you're so terrified of that thing coming into fruition? Well, it's really important to figure out why it scares you.
Yes.
Does it scare you because it's actually dangerous? You know, then maybe we want to reconsider, depending. Or does it scare you because somewhere in your unconscious or subconscious, you have been given this idea that it's not possible. And so you're afraid to fail. You're afraid to, what is failure? Failure doesn't even exist in my mind.
Failure is not the falling down. It's the staying down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, if it's this fear of you'll never have it, you know, that's really where the work begins.
What if it's the fear of I'm not worthy of having it?
Ooh, that's a very big common one, I think.
I know. Major. Who am I to be X, Y, and Z?
Yeah, who am I to want this kind of life? Or, yeah. And I think in a society as well, we are brought up with this notion, and I know Hillary and I have mentioned this before, we had to have, but we're brought up with this notion that to get anywhere in life, you have to work extremely hard. Mm-hmm. And frankly, it's, you know, you even look at generationally what's happened, you know, what did our parents have to do? What kind of parents did they come from? And I'm not blaming our parents specifically.
No.
I'm just saying from a generational perspective,
yeah.
You know, what was it? It was the work hard mentality that got people through those really hard times.
Yes.
And so that is what has been instilled in us instead of actually, you know, being more in touch with ourselves and our own natural desires and what comes so naturally and easy to us.
Yeah, it's pushing instead of attuning.
Exactly. Oh, I love the way you put that. It was beautiful.
Just came to me.
But so basically, uncomplicate it.
Yes.
You know, don't make it so complicated. It doesn't need to be that way. Mm-hmm. And the other point that I really wanted to stress before we get into the other part of this is that the biggest thing that you can do for yourself is just bring joy into everything.
Yeah.
And I know that that can get really misconstrued sometimes as like toxic positivity. And I want to make it really clear that that is not what I'm saying.
No.
I think that the more you actually make space for those feelings that you're afraid of or that hurt you or that make you feel beat down, you make space for them to come up to the surface and to heal them. I'm not telling you that you should bypass these feelings, close them off, and, you know, never, ever bypass.
No.
You always want to heal through those things first.
Yes.
But then bring in that element of joy. The fastest way that you will bring anything into your reality is feeling joy around it. The second that you bring in this attitude of fear or unworthiness or, and I'm not blaming you, please.
No.
Really want to make that clear.
No, we're conditioned into this.
Yeah, we're conditioned into it. It's not your fault.
No.
But the second you bring that unworthy, that fear, whatever it is that's kind of pulling you away from feeling joy and certainty around it, that is what's going to stop you. Not not having a certain tool or an herb or a crystal or whatever.
That.
The thing that's going to stop you is the fact that there's no joy. And we can be in those spirals sometimes of, you know, feeling hopelessness, worry, whatever it is. But we always, and I think I actually talked about this in a recent episode, you always have the power to look at where you are, feel it, and choose again.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. And I think there's something really cool that I've found happen, which is like when challenges, obstacles, and hard feelings come up, and I, to be fair, I've been in therapy for like, I don't know, more than a decade. I don't really want to say how long. Long ass time. The point is,
no shame. Therapy is fantastic.
As soon as I said it, I was like, why would I say
no? No shame.
I've been in therapy for like a good 15, 20 years on and off.
Good for, snaps for Hillary again.
But like in therapy, they kind of like, that's what you do. You go to the feeling, you go through the feeling.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the coolest thing that's happened is I've learned that in doing that, you can get to a place where it's almost exciting. It's almost like, oh, this is really hard. Oh, wait.
Totally.
That means something good is going to come.
Yeah.
That means that I'm going to get over this hurdle and then I'm going to be like changed and I'm going to grow.
Yeah.
And how fucking cool is that?
I love joy. Like, this was such a good time to record this episode in my life, like, personally as well.
Same.
Because I've been going through this. Like, the last 2 years of my life just came completely full circle. And I feel like I have found such a high, intense level of joy that, like, I was telling Hillary last night I couldn't sleep. Like, I was so filled with, like, joy and excitement for everything that I'm doing. And in everything, like even the mundane shit.
Yes.
Like even when I'm doing the dishes, I'm like, fuck me. This makes me so happy. My family is going to have clean dishes. Yes. My meal that I put on this is going to be so goddamn pretty.
Like, I know.
Everything I'm doing when I'm showering, like, yes. Oh, I got this from another, like the Gem Goddess on YouTube. She's fantastic. She actually said this and I thought it was so brilliant that I took it. So not my own original idea here, but when I shower, I envision that I am a beautiful, like, which I am beautiful, but yeah. I envision that I am like a woodland fairy and oh. I'm just like bathing under a waterfall.
Oh,
and,
that's like, my dream. Oh,
girl, bring it in.
Yes.
But like, you know, I just bring this like joy mentality, even like showering. Like I could sit here and be like, oh, showering is so annoying and I have to do it all these times. But no, bitch, I'm a fucking goddess fairy bathing in a waterfall. And yes. Nobody can tell me otherwise, okay?
Yes. And if it's hard to get straight to joy, start with gratitude.
Yes. Which yeah. We'll be speaking on next week.
Yeah. Yay.
Or actually, no, we already did. When this goes out, we will have already yeah. spoken about it.
We don't always record these in order. The point no. is gratitude.
Yes. Attitude of gratitude is best. And I would encourage, if you're having a hard time with gratitude as well, A, listen to our episode, and B, yes. start making like a note in the evening, one thing that yeah. day that you're grateful for, or in the totally. Morning, whichever works better. I think evening and morning are best, but anytime, yeah. what is time?
Yes. You know? Right? Oh, it's so true. So beautiful. The one caveat that I have is just simply acknowledging, as we tend to do, that there are systemically oppressive and disenfranchising obstacles for certain groups of people. I don't think that that means that you inherently cannot have and feel what you want and be a full human True. With a beautiful life. I do think that it's just important to acknowledge there are real obstacles that people face in the world that we live in. So it's a both and, but I don't want that to stop anyone from no, believing that you never. Can have and be and feel exactly what you want. I feel exactly like
that would actually delete, or that would defeat the entire purpose of manifesting by saying mm-hmm. that there's something that is in your way or holds you back. So yeah. don't feel that way.
No.
That anything's going to hold you back. That's definitely not the point Hillary's making.
No, not at all. Just acknowledging the fucked up world that we live in, which is also weirdly
Hillary,
beautiful.
You're such a Scorpio. I fucking love you.
Thanks.
Hillary knows how to make like everything so gorgeous. Like oh. even the shit that's like nobody like you, let's be real. Not everybody wants to look at like Twitter when RIP America is trending.
Oh, is but, that
like,
a thing?
Hillary would totally have a way of making it like extremely poetic in a good way and being like, "But look at this." You're a goddess, yeah. Hillary. I love you.
Oh, thank you. If that's what we're really dealing with, I just want to point out that while everything changes and everything dies, that's the beauty of life, because that means we get to savor and enjoy every single moment. Like that?
See? Yeah, exactly like that.
I can't help it. Anyway.
Get you some Scorpio friends.
So I think at this point, we'll hear a quick word from our sponsors.
Yes.
And then we have a little gift for all of you.
Yes. So we thought for a gift for you guys, because I don't know if I was looking at like reviews or emails, because I've been thinking about this for a little bit, but there was, I think I was looking at reviews maybe. I don't know. Or maybe somebody commented, like I saw this somewhere. There were a few people that had said, like, there was one episode that we had done in the past where we did just a reading for the collective. It was like a very generalized yeah. thing. And so many people connected with that.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And so we thought that we would do something kind of special today.
Mm-hmm.
And we would actually bring you guys a pick a card.
Yes.
So if you're unfamiliar with what that is, basically we have four different card piles. Hillary's going to do a couple. I'm going to do a couple. And we just want you guys to take a moment. You could even pause the episode. We'll give you 10 seconds of silence as well if you don't want to pause. And just think about the numbers 1, 2, 3, or 4. Now, the intention that we went into this with was that we wanted to provide you guys with answers to what maybe would be blocking your manifestations at this time, if anything, mm-hmm. and then also give you what could help you work through it. So they're just a little yes. two-card reading for each pile,
yes.
but I'm so stoked.
I am too. And I think, so we are going to give you 10 seconds. So in that time, keep in mind what we're reading for. Tap into yourself. Maybe scan your body. Maybe just notice what pulls you. If one of the numbers just jumps out at you intuitively, go with that. If you feel a strong pull toward a number, go with that. Like, basically, tap into yourself, see what's pulling you, and then we'll dive in.
Yeah. And, I mean, unfortunately, we don't really have timestamps for these things. I could try to list the times down below if you don't want to, like, listen to all four readings, which that kind of defeats the point of a pick a card. So I'm going to make a note of that now, actually, that if you head to our show notes or our nether region, if you will, that is where I will list some, like, timestamps for each card pick. So you can just kind of fast forward to that point.
Perfect. Thank you. Yes. So I think we'll give you 10 seconds. Consider the numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4.
All right. So if you chose pile number one, I'm calling them piles. If you chose pile number one, something that might actually be blocking you on your manifestations right now is your thoughts. I actually pulled, and I'm using the Dreams of Gaia deck for both of my readings. I'll say that again when I get to my other pile. I'm using Dreams of Gaia, and I'm also using this spirit guide deck called Animal Allies. Now, I know mine and Hillary's decks differentiate by the spirit animal one. We're using two different ones, but Dreams of Gaia, the same.
Yes.
So I pulled the thought card, though, and not thought like that hoe over there. thought as in something that could be potentially blocking you. I feel like this is so appropriate. Is, you know, just the way that you actually think about yourself and the way that, like, maybe you've had negative or something that you have perceived to be negative happen in your life. And it is that thing or a multitude of things is just keeping you from actually having thoughts that are on the contrary to that. Like, let me give you maybe some kind of an example. So say that you have had this thought that you are so unworthy of unconditional love. I know that is such a dark thought, but it was the first one that came to mind.
But it's real.
Right? The best thing that you can do right now is actually give your mind evidence of where that's not true.
Mm.
You know, even if it comes down to, like, your animals that always are there to give love unconditionally. Like, I don't know what we did in this, like, lifetime to deserve animals. They are so pure.
Yes.
And, you know, there's always someone that will give that to you, that unconditional love. I guarantee it. There's always going to be at least one person. Mm. And so give your mind that evidence of where that has come in and keep feeding that. Don't feed those thoughts that tell you that you are so unworthy, that you don't deserve it, that you can't have it, or it can't happen for you. It's this attitude of, like, oh, that can happen for those people, but that can't happen for me. And it's that attitude and that thought process that is keeping you stuck. And I don't even like the word stuck, because I feel like nobody is really stuck. And that's why I think the example was so important, that, you know, just this is a time for you to actually start changing those thought patterns. That's what you need to acknowledge at this time. And your way through it, I'm actually going to read my parts of this through a little book that I have that I really like to refer to, because I think the information in it is just so valuable. But the way through this that could help you, we decided to pick spirit animals. And so the animal that can guide you, or the energy of the animal that can guide you for this, is the snake or the viper. And with the snake, I'll just go ahead and read this to you. It corresponds to the element of earth and water and air. Primary colors are black, green, orange, yellow, or any combination of colors. Snake symbolizes transformation, awakening of creative forces, and a connection to higher consciousness. When snake appears, it means you're coming into a time of extreme spiritual growth, and you'll become more connected to the energy of the universe. You will experience a surge in all areas of your life during this period of spiritual growth. Your intuition will become more accurate. Your dreams may become more prophetic. We are coming into Pisces season. Or no, I'm sorry. By the time you hear this, we would have just come out of it. So your dreams might have been hella prophetic. Mm-hmm. And you'll know more than ever before. Snake indicates that you'll be offered new opportunities. You'll become more ambitious and you'll experience a metamorphosis at every turn. Snake is your protector as you grow and change. Snake's eyes are always open and protected by an opaque scale, which means that during this phase of your life, you will see more than you have ever expected to see. With this sight comes an internal understanding without explanation. You just know things without being told. You're alert to everything happening around you, and you are embracing the surge in spirituality that you're experiencing. So to me, what that really signifies is a connection to your own intuition. If you choose to go down a more spiritual path, definitely consider that. Consider getting in touch with that spiritual side of yourself, because that is the way forward.
I love that.
And that's what I got for you, pile number one.
So now we're going to move into pile number two. So I'm also using the Dreams of Gaia deck. My spirit animal deck is different from Chloe's. It's Spirit of the Animals Oracle by Jody Bergsma. Okay, so first we have the Youth reverse, which is a blockage, which is what we were pulling for. So the blockage that you may experiencing, I'm going to read directly from my books because I really like the descriptions. And I don't have them memorized. So, the youth. Unwilling to abide by rules that maintain order and harmony, the youth rebels against those in positions of authority and anyone who demands that he moderate his behavior when it causes hurt to those around him. Regardless of whether his actions are justified or not, the youth may be lacking in empathy and unwilling to consider the feelings of others, especially when there is a chance for him to pursue his own interests. The reversed youth refuses to give in, and may be unaware or unwilling to see that he is guilty of selfishness. When censured, he might respond with emotional outbursts, aggression, and impulsive behavior, and choose to run away. When the youth appears reversed in your reading, ask yourself if you're running away from a situation that could be resolved with communication and compromise. Are you being overly rigid and narrow-minded, refusing to see your actions from another's perspective? Running away from conflict does not bring resolution. Neither does being selfish, impulsive, or inflexible. Instead, be open and empathetic. It's not a question of giving up the things that interest you, but one of moderation and temperance. Do not pursue your freedom to such an extreme that you prevent others from having the same freedom.
Love that.
And then I pulled the humpback whale for the energy to get you through that blockage. So on the card, it says, humpback whale, singer, sing healing songs for the world. Your inner navigation always guides you. Nothing can stop you or keep you from your goal. Align with your purpose and the power in your soul. And then in the book, there's a little lengthier description. So first, there's some keywords. And the keywords for the humpback whale are peaceful, gentle giant, love, singer, teacher, record keeper, power of breath, protection, strength, traveler, telepathy, tireless. Humpbacks are the record keepers of the world. Whale people can connect to this ancient knowledge, but often do not understand where their knowledge comes from. Humpbacks are the peaceful bards of the sea. The males sing long, complex ballads to court the female. They often sing in unison. Their soulful songs are frequencies that release tension and heal the ocean with love. Humpback is a great totem for the musician and composer. Singing is a powerful act that links us to our eternal soul. Music unlocks hidden joy, inner knowing, and healing. Humpbacks travel long distance using sonar to find their way. Sonar can travel hundreds of miles and is like asking a question and then waiting patiently for the answer to come back to you. Humpback mothers carefully tend their newborns. They gently push them to the surface to breathe and teach them the way to live. If humpback is your totem, you have strong protective forces around you. Your telepathy and knowing are strong. You will navigate the vast ocean of life with grace and sure success. Call upon humpback to teach you to unlock your many gifts and help you remember your history and place in the world.
Aww.
I know.
I love it.
Then we have pile number three. So pile number three, I pulled first for the blockage, the reversed seven of fire. So let me read that to you all.
It's such a beautiful card, too.
It really is.
Well, I mean, we have the same decks, of course. Yeah. I've seen it, but
these cards are gorgeous. Oh, just in general.
They really are.
Okay. So, divination means to foretell or predict the future. Sometimes our intuition guides us, and at other times, it's a simple awareness born of observation and paying attention. At other times, it's a marriage of both. Every day we are given signs that, if heeded, can reveal what is to come. The seven of fire reversed represents a need to watch for those signs and heed the insights they offer. Observe the people around you. Look closely at patterns of behavior that repeat and pay attention to words spoken that lack mirroring actions. Take note of promises broken, overreactions to questions, an inability to meet the eyes, and laughter that seems forced or contrived. They are all indications that there is more going on. Learn to watch. Learn to listen. Heed what your observations and senses are telling you. If you have a tendency to dismiss them, don't. Don't ignore them. If your gut tells you something is not as it seems, then look beyond the surface and see what is truly there, and then address it. The reversed seven of fire cautions you against being dismissive. Pay attention. Look. Observe. Discern the truth. Address the contradictions and inconsistencies. See the signs, even the ones that might seem a little obscure and insignificant. They may foretell a future that is not in accordance with your goals.
Oof.
No. And then, for the energy to help get us through that blockage, we have the hawk.
Dude, hell yeah.
Such a beautiful card. Okay. I mean, they're all beautiful, to be honest with you. So on the card, it says, Hawk, messenger. Spirit is sending you messages. Open your greater vision to see the signs. Focus on priorities and eliminate distractions. You have a bright future. Let yourself ascend to new heights. And then in the book, the key words for Hawk are courage, swiftness, clear sight, focus, intensity, premonition, fidelity, higher purpose, discernment, messages from spirit. The hawk, with its extraordinary vision and high vantage point, has the ability to see what others cannot. Hawks are associated with the realms of the ancient gods. Jupiter and Mercury both had hawks as their ally. Hawk is often called messenger of the gods. To see a hawk or hear its shrill cry can be a warning to be more aware. Look to all the details and omens to pause and reflect on what may be amiss. Hawks mate for life, and their pair raises their young in a strong and secure nest. Hawks look out for family. When embroiled in family issues, take flight and breathe the fresh air. Too much emotion can cloud hawk's clear vision. Hawk always means spirit is at hand. Hawk people benefit from focus and sharp observation to guide them to a best outcome. They believe in a bright future because they soar above others and see the way to success in all ventures. Optimism is one of Hawk's virtues. If Hawk calls you, it may be wise to spend some time studying the currents of life and follow where they lead. The wind with its power and direction will be your guide. You can fly and reach the sky. You are stronger than you think, braver than you believe, and wiser than you know.
I love that quote. That's a, like, isn't that from Winnie the Pooh?
Probably.
Or maybe they took Winnie the Pooh, took it from somewhere else.
I mean, it's a good question. It's lovely.
I love it. Oh, it was lovely, Hillary.
I love these cards.
So good. All right. So next up, we actually have pile number four. And I'm going to be reading from the Dreams of Gaia tarot deck, as well as the Animal Allies deck. So I'm going to be, the Dreams of Gaia is going to be the blockage that we're working with, and the Animal Allies will be kind of the way forward. So for the blockage that might be holding you back in terms of manifesting, we have the Six of Air. And this is all about an us versus them mentality. This is about not accepting people for who they are. And it's almost, to me, it depicts like a very black and white thinking of things. And it depicts a black and white thinking of things and just not really allowing people to be themselves. Like, your way is the only right way. Instead of just letting people bloom how they want to and just kind of like, I don't want to say, like, you can always learn from others. Like, how would we ever have differentiations, different cultures, different recipes, different mm-hmm. what have you, if we didn't all have these like beautiful, intricate personalities and different opinions from each other? So it's about coming to this place of accepting other people for right where they are. And I can speak for myself. This is something I have a lot of trouble with. I think I can get in my own head a lot about like, oh, you know, but I'm better. It's not that I'm better, but I'm better. Hillary and I joke about that all the time. So, you know, I think that this is something that's very common for a lot of people. And I feel like if there was a pile that represented me, like, you and me are the same, friend. Like, I definitely picked pile number 4. But it's all about kind of trying to get out of that mentality. And it's that mentality that's really holding you up. And the way through it, I got the whale. Just the whale, though. It's funny because you guys wouldn't know this unless you've listened to it as well, but Hillary, one of her piles also had a whale.
Yeah, and to just make it even more, you know, something, my cohort or spirit animal is the whales.
Oh, I know. That's why I was like, when I drew this, I was like, I'm not going to tell you what I drew. I know. But then you got a whale, too. So the way forward is through the whale, and I'm going to read from this book. I don't think I actually said what it was. It's the Llewellyn's Little Book of Spirit Animals by Melissa Alvarez. It actually does not come with my cards. This is a separate book that I just really love its descriptions. Mm-hmm. And what it says for you is whale corresponds to the element of water, and its colors black, blue, brown, gray, and white. And whale symbolizes the power of vibrational energy and connection to spirit. When whale appears, it means you're going through a time of transformation and enlightenment. Your intuition, creativity, and innate knowledge is growing rapidly during this time. Whale means you'll remain balanced as you move through these positive changes with graceful fluidity. Thought-provoking ideas will come to you, making you search deeper for answers. It's time to learn and grow and to express what you're feeling in your new knowledge. This isn't a time for remaining quiet, but is for open discussion, singing, and happiness. Whale encourages you to put your intuition to the test by actively using it. Through use, the accuracy will increase. Whale means you often say prophetic things without even realizing you're doing it. By becoming aware of whale's message of spiritual growth, you can learn to tap into your own intuitive nature and have a better understanding of what you're seeing and feeling. This will enable you to pass along intuitive messages in a more precise way. So basically, y'all motherfuckers need to get woke.
I love that summary. So good.
But that is what I have for you, pile number 4. I hope you guys like this. I feel like that was such a little deviation from our quote unquote normal way of doing things, but it felt right, you know, and that's a big part of trusting your intuition is if it feels right, it's right.
Yes, exactly.
And so I feel like Hillary and I didn't even question it.
No,
like at
no,
all.
Not
we were
at
just
all.
Like, yeah, we're going to do it.
It felt so right. And I mean, that's one thing that we've been talking about today, you know, follow the energy.
Totally. But
thank
hopefully
you guys
these
so were
much.
Helpful.
Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you guys next Monday. Have a wonderful week.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
If you love what you heard today, please come and follow us on our social media platforms. We are at Twin Flames Pod on both Instagram and Twitter. Use the hashtag Authenticity Warrior to connect and share your authentic path with us. If you'd like to support us on our mission to spread authenticity to the collective, consider becoming a contributor on our main hub, Anchor. Anchor provides the ability to not only give back to this podcast, but you can also send in voice-recorded questions that we're able to insert and answer on the show. Link in the show notes below. Another way to support us is by leaving a review. It really helps us to be seen and recommended more. If you do decide to review us, no matter the rating, screenshot it and send it to our email for a free guided meditation created by Hillary, me. More information on that below. And lastly, have a question, comment, or a concern? Send us an email and we'll do our best to reach back to you. Have a fantastic week, and remember, when you stand tall in your authenticity, you give others the assurance to do the same. We'll talk to you next Monday.